The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
I will lift my eyes, I will lift my cares, lay them in your hands, I'll leave them there. When the wind and waves are coming, you shelter me. Even though I'm in the storm is not in me. You're my
folks, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast today. Special guest day, and we've got with us a member of the group, The Afters. Josh Havens is with us. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Hi, Ed. Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's get right to what we're here to talk about. You've got a new album out, Fear No More. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's our sixth album. It's hard to believe we've been a band for quite a while now, and you're releasing our sixth album. We've been working on it for over a year now, and so it's exciting to finally be releasing it. It's a collection of songs that mean a lot to us, and we can't wait to share them with everybody.
As I was reading about the album, it looks like this one is kind of personal to you, not just you, but the entire band. Talk about that process.
Sure. You know, when we write songs, a lot of times we sit around as friends, you know, because first and foremost, my bandmates and I are great friends. They're like brothers to me, and I feel fortunate to be in a band with some of my very best friends in the whole world, you know. But a lot of our songs come out of conversations and just talking about life and sharing some of the struggles we're going through. And on this record, you know, we really tried to be pretty transparent and vulnerable about the things that we're going through, and share those things in hopes that it'll speak to other people who are going through the same thing, and also give them the courage to talk about their own situations. And you know, it's like there's strength when we know we're not going through something alone, when others are in it with us. And so this record is really an effort to talk about those things, so that we can encourage each other.
As I listened to some of the cuts earlier today, man, they are really good. And that's kind of an understatement, very, very easy on the ear. I think it's going to be a very successful album. Some of the songs that have been out so far, Fear No More, getting a lot of good press.
Yeah, you know, Fear No More, I Will Fear No More is a song that really came from the heart of all of us. Anxiety is something that I've dealt with since I was a kid, and our drummer Jordan, he struggled with anxiety, and the more that we've opened up and shared about that, the more we've heard that it's really a common thing that a lot of people are facing. And so we wrote this as an anthem, something that we could just sing over our circumstance, over our situations, and really remind us that, okay, God, you are here in the middle of this, and I can trust you. I don't have to live in fear. I don't have to let anxiety rob joy from my life, because you have so much more for me. So that song it's been an encouragement to me, and I've heard it. You know, we hear every day from people who tell us that it's really helped them through their struggles with fear and anxiety. So our hope is as the song gets out there more and more, that it'll become, you know, an anthem that will give courage to people.
I love songs that are considered anthems, and this one is going to be special to me in a way that most people don't know. I suffer from anxiety issues to the point where I take medication daily for that, and just thank you for putting that out. And I know that it's not always easy to bare your soul, so to speak, and put things out there that are personal, so thank you for that.
You know, for for a long time, I found it really uncomfortable to share some of those real personal things, the things that are going on inside. But the more I started to become vulnerable and open up about those things, I realized, wow, I'm not the only one going through this. So many others are going through this, and we can be strength and encouragement for each other. Anxiety is one of those things, too, that is so prevalent in our culture. I read an article the other day that said that historians say it's going to be known as the age of anxiety because of how many of us struggle with that. And I think it's partly because of how busy our lives are these days. You know, we have just constant inundation with information and you know, now with social media, you're constantly comparing your life to the lives of others. I mean, there's so many different reasons for it, but God doesn't want to live in fear. You know, what it says in the Bible more than anything else, do not be afraid. It says it 365 times. God wants us to trust him. I think anxiety, it's an enemy, or it's a tool from the enemy that is so smart, because it robs us from being present in the moment, and it robs us from being present in the joy that we could have in life. And so, you know, I think looking back on my own struggles with anxiety, there's periods of my life where I feel like, man, I missed out on so much because anxiety was controlling my life. I was robbed from joy in that season of life, and I just don't want to live like that. Our hope is that it will really encourage people in those dark times, you know, because sometimes when we're hitting our lows, you know, we're alone. You know, sometimes it's the middle of the night. Sometimes, you know, it might be on our computer and we might click on a song. And my hope is that when people click on that song, it just brings them some much needed encouragement and lifts their spirits and reminds them that you're not alone. You know, God is with you through this.
Yeah. Thank you again. The song "Well Done." Can you share the heart behind this song?
Yeah, "Well Done" is the song that I'd wanted to write for years and just never really had the words to finish it. I lost my dad to cancer 14 years ago. And ever since then, there was this void in our family that nothing else ever really filled. And this last year, it really hit close to home because I have two sisters that got married. And at one of my sister's weddings, I actually walked my sister down the aisle and gave her away to her husband. And at the other wedding, I officiated the ceremony and actually got to do the whole ceremony, which was so special. But I also remember just feeling robbed that my dad wasn't there. He would have loved to walk his daughters down the aisle and give them away. It would have been such a special day for him. But I remember looking around, and I saw a family all gathered together, and I saw a family that loved each other, and I saw a family that loved Jesus. And it really hit me that's because our dad showed us what it looked like to live a life in pursuit of Jesus. And that was the inheritance that we got, with me and all my siblings. We all are living this life in pursuit of Jesus, and I can't think of a better legacy to leave behind. And you know, since we released this song, I've talked to so many people who have lost people that they love. And it's one of the most painful things that we can experience in this life. And it doesn't really make sense. You know, it doesn't make sense to our brains. You know, how can we lose this person who we love so much, who we care about so much? And sometimes when we lose those people, we can feel like we've lost a compass. You know, we can feel like, you know, I talk to people who say, I don't even really want to be here anymore. I want to go where they are. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, "Well Done," I hope it's an encouragement to people to see that God has you where you are for a reason. And if you are in this world, it's because there's work to do. You know, and God wants to use your life for his kingdom. And this life is so important. God made you so intentionally. And he made you to do something that nobody else can do in this world. And all those things matter so much. Your life matters so much. And someday we will leave this world. We're going to go to this place that Jesus has prepared, where we're going to belong more than we've ever belonged in this world, where we're going to be so at home, and we're going to feel this love like we've never experienced before. And when we see our Savior, I don't know about you, but I just can't wait to hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So that's kind of the heart of that song.
Well, it seems like we have some things in common, and maybe this album was directed at me somehow. I know as a preacher, sometimes people think you're directing things at them personally when you're actually not, but My father passed away 10 years ago next month, and I know and it was to cancer as well. I know that it's going to be a rough time on the family as a whole, because sometimes those certain anniversaries just seem to stick out. And well done. And my father and your father have already heard that. And if we want to see him again, then we need to hear that as well.
Imagine that moment of celebration. You know, I think about that celebration that happens when we enter into our lives with Jesus in heaven for eternity. You know, what a day that will be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to lose focus and lose perspective of why we're here in this world. But our time here is so important. You know, God put us here for a reason. And our time here is so important. So, you know, I hope that people are encouraged to see how valuable and important their life is, and to see how what the stakes are. You know, it is so important. There's so much that you have to do for the kingdom. You know, God made you to do things, like I said, that nobody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I hope that's encouragement to people to see how important their life is. You know, I finished writing that song on the day that Billy Graham passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had heard that he passed away, and I saw the coverage in the news about Billy Graham's life and his legacy, and they were playing excerpts from his messages, and I reached out to my friend Will Graham, who's Billy Graham's mm-hmm. grandson.
Right.
And just he's become a good friend over the years. We do a lot of events together. I told him that we were praying for them and thinking about him on that day, and then he messaged me back and said, you know, all day I haven't been able to stop thinking about those words from my grandfather, that someday you'd hear that Billy Graham died. But don't believe him, because I'm actually more alive than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that just got my brain going. And I thought, man, more alive than ever. When we leave, we see it as being finished. You're done. You've left this world. But it's actually the start of the greatest adventure you'll ever have. And it just unlocked my brain. It ended up finishing the song on that day. You know, I thought about that moment. You know, somebody like Billy Graham goes to heaven. Imagine the celebration that's happening. All the people who are in heaven because they found out about the gospel from him. So I thought, man, that's the kind of person I want to be. Somebody who just can't stop talking about Jesus.
Well done, well done, my good and faithful. Well done, well done, my beloved child. You have run the race, and now you're home.
Wow, what an awesome confirmation on the song that you were doing, that well done was what you needed to put out there that day. Well, you've made some changes in your tour. You've committed to church and family. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Sure. You know, we've been a band now for, man, almost 20 years. Our guitar player, Matt, and I, we've been playing music together since just out of high school. And when we got signed, we actually got signed because we had played some shows with a band called Mercy Me. We're both bands from North Texas. And when we were both local bands, we played some shows together and became friends with those guys. And then when they got signed and I Can Only Imagine blew up, they later brought us to the record label. And they said, our label wants to sign you. And they brought us on tour. Our very first tour was with Mercy Me. And so those first couple of years were so busy. I think it was a couple of years where we played over 250 shows. And, you know, balancing that and family life is next to impossible. And I remember feeling just burnout and just overwhelmed and feeling like I was not being a good father. In fact, I remember coming home one weekend and going to church with my wife and kids and realizing that nobody in my church realized that I was my wife's husband or my kid's dad. And it felt terrible.
Mm.
And but I didn't know what to do. You know, and so we had a show, Casting Crowns, and I remember venting to their singer, Mark, and just sharing, you know, how is this sustainable? You know, life gets so busy and I feel this obligation to tour and play shows, and I feel like I'm letting my family down. And he said, well, what are you called to first? To be a father and a husband, or to your career? I started thinking about it. I thought, you know what? I'm called to love God and to serve Him. I'm called to be a good father and a husband. I'm called to, you know, be a part of my community and my church. And my career is way down that list. Mm-hmm. And so He said, if you're faithful in those things that God has called you to first, you're going to bless the rest. And so He shared how He made a decision early on to be on staff in His church. And he's a youth pastor at His church, excellent.
Right.
And He said, we tell our booking agent exactly how many shows we'll play, and we won't play, you know, a single more than that. And we just thought that was the coolest thing ever. And so we came home and ended up changing everything about the way that we toured, and decided to prioritize and put the first thing first, you know. And so we are real strict on how many days we'll go out in a row, how many weekends will be gone a year. And we told our booking agent, if it's more than that, it doesn't matter what the show is, don't even bring it to us. You know what? I think you don't have to travel to get busy all the time. You know, you can have a job that you work in your own town, and it can take your time away from your family, and it's time that you never get back. And so I didn't want to miss out on my kids' childhood. I didn't want to miss out on all those special moments of being a spiritual influence in our lives. And so, you know, I do think that if we prioritize our lives and put God first, family first, that He's going to bless those other things in our lives.
Wow, we've been working on getting this together for a few weeks now with some of your PR people, and boy, God just knows what He's doing. You just said you don't have to travel to stay busy. And again, boy, you're speaking right to me. And God lined this up several weeks ago in advance. So I
you know, so some things like that are counterintuitive in life, because I feel like there's this pressure, especially in our culture these days, to be busy. It's almost like, you know, somebody asks, well, how are you doing? Oh man, so busy. And it's like this this badge of honor to be the busiest person, and to, you know, constantly be striving to work harder and fill your life up with things. But God wants us to prioritize the right things. And I feel like in my own life, it's almost like when I cared about my career the least, is when God blessed it the most, when I put it in His hands. When I wanted the most and I'd do anything for it, that's when I came to heart. And when I said, God, I want to prioritize my life and put You first, put my family first, and I'm going to trust You with all these other things. It's hard to do that because I want to control it, but I'm going to trust You. And honestly, when we put it in His hands is when God blessed it the most.
Mercy Me.
Scary thing to do.
Yes, it is. Very scary. Mercy Me has a little part of your project this time. Tell us about that.
They do. They came in and sang on a song. There's a song called Wait that's on the new record, and Mercy Me sings on it. Bart does the harmonies, and then the whole band came in to sing some parts on it. And they've been a part of our story since the very beginning. They're the reason we got signed. The first tour that we went on was with them. In fact, Bart, their singer, is the reason we're called The Afters. When we got signed, we found out we couldn't use the name that we had, and so we went on this big, long name search. And it's hard to find a name that's not taken by anybody else. And we were brainstorming one day, and Bart threw out the idea of The Afters. He said, I heard this term, The Afters, just put it on a list. And we kept coming back to it, and so I looked up the meaning, and I love the meaning of the word. So the Middle Ages in England and Ireland, when they had this time of class structure, so there was rich and there was poor, there was the nobles and the servants, and they never really mingled. And they would have these big get-togethers, like a banquet or a wedding or something really formal and extravagant. And they started realizing that after the event, the servants would kind of slip out, and they would go have their own party kind of to celebrate what they had just done. And they called it the Afters. And the nobles started hearing how fun these parties were, so they started to slip out and go to the Afters too. And it was the first time that there was a breakdown in that class structure. And you had nobles and the servants, you know, gathered at the same table, basically. And so we love the idea of everyone's invited to the table, because that's how God is with His people. Doesn't matter where we're from or what our background is or what our income is, you know, we're all welcome to God's table.
You mean Bart didn't use his grandma to help you get a name?
Not this time. He may have heard that word from his grandma. I don't know. but they were gracious to sing on this new record, on the song Wait. I remember on that first tour that we did with them, there was a night where they surprised us, and they all came out and sang harmony to that song. And so, I told Bonnie, I said, man, it'd be so fun to recreate that and have you guys come in and sing harmony to the song. And they were so excited to do it. He actually co-wrote a song on the new record, too. We got together. We've been wanting to write a song for years and finally did it. And it was a song called Lightning that we co-wrote together.
What's going on this summer? Are you touring?
We are. Yeah, we're going to be touring all over the world. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be going to Denmark. I'll be in the UK and Edinburgh, Scotland, and Holland, Denmark. And then we'll come back. We're doing some stuff here in across the country. Gearing up. It's going to be a busy summer, busy fall. We do a lot of things with the Billy Graham organization too, and so we have some great events coming up with them as well. Going to Albania with Will Graham. Going to Canada. We're doing a thing in Montana, across the state of Montana. So yeah, busy months ahead.
We're talking with Josh Havens from The Afters. Tell us about your website, social media, and how we can get hooked up with the new album.
Sure. So we have a website, theafters.com, and we're on social media, facebook.com/theafters, and Instagram. And we actually have a YouTube site that we're going to be posting some really cool stuff on coming up. And it's youtube.com/theaftersvideos. And we're launching a travel vlog that's going to start airing soon. And we had an idea, since we go all over the world and we love traveling, love experiencing new places and new things, and we come across just incredible people and cool historical sites and amazing food all the time. And we thought, man, how cool would it be to share these things with us? And so we started filming it, and we're putting together these vlogs where we're going to show you our favorite things in these places that we go. And so we're starting in Europe. And the first episodes take place in Belgium. Mm. And we're going to show you our favorite foods and our favorite sites. And you're going to get a little behind the scenes of what it's like to travel in those places.
Let me close in a word of prayer. Is that okay, Josh?
That would be great. Thank you.
Father, we thank you for the day that you've given us, and we thank you for arranging this time that we've had to spend together with Josh, talking about The Afters and the music of this new album. It's been an inspiration for me, Father, and I just thank you for that. We pray your blessings upon the band, each member, all of their families. Father, we pray for safe travels, and we pray that the influence that they have through their music will win souls for you. We talked about Billy Graham, Father, and the millions that have come to you because of him. But each one of us have that responsibility as well. And we just pray that you would help their lives, their testimony, their music to do that in a way that only they can do. Father, we just thank you for the love that you have for us and the way that that you use us to reach others through music, through the word, through the scripture, through prayer, just our everyday walk. Father, help us to show the light of the world being Jesus through our lives. Thank you again for this time we've had to spend with Josh. I'm sorry. Yeah, with Josh. And just bless Josh and his family today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ed.
Well, thank you for
Thanks
being
so much for having me on your show.
Thank you for being with us. I'll get the link to the show to the people, Lori and Alice there, and it's always a pleasure to work with them. They send us the greatest people, and we now include you on our list of friends of the podcast.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Take care.
God bless you, Ed. Thanks.
God bless. All right, folks, that's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston Podcast at. And we want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing. Give thanks to the Lord.